Mark Schauer is the co-chair of the Blue-Green Alliance Job 21. We're going to find out all about that initiative next as Mr. Schauer, the former congressman, is on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Well, you're an early riser. I rarely get guests this early on the program, so thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome.
What's your take on Paul Ryan as the nominee for the vice presidential position for the Republicans?
Well, I'm not surprised that Mitt Romney picked him. They really share the same tax policy and same budget philosophy. So, the bad news for middle-class families is it's the same approach of $4 or $5 trillion in tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires, and the result of that is there'll be devastating cuts to things that really matter to the middle class, to education, to health care, to job training programs, things that really work and matter, to college affordability, and then, we haven't even gotten to the Paul Ryan budget, which privatizes Medicare and drastically cuts Medicaid and also dramatically cuts Social Security. So these are things that matter, and the thing that I think will be exposed is again the tax cut side, trillions of tax cuts to millionaires and billionaires, and that's not an economy or an approach that works for the middle class or, helps us rebuild our economy. And that's, in my role with Blue Green Alliance, with our Jobs 21 initiative, we have a jobs plan for America that means that, you have to make some choices and fundamentally, we've got to grow our economy, from the middle out. And that kind of Paul Ryan approach that really mirrors what we know already about Mitt Romney just is not going to work for America. It's not going to put Americans back to work. It's not going to help businesses create these good jobs.
I think we have a pretty strong base of listeners, 35 plus adults, male and females, and what they tell us, Congressman, is that they don't think that the Congress or the Senate is listening to them, is addressing their needs, especially when it comes to the economy and jobs. From your perspective, do you think the Congress and the Senate is listening to the people?
Well, the Senate is, there are some rays of hope, and I give Debbie Stabenow a lot of credit. The Farm Bill is such an important piece of legislation for us here in Michigan. Agriculture is the second or third largest economic sector in our economy and touches every corner of the state. And the Senate, in a bipartisan fashion, passed the Farm Bill, and the House continues to delay and delay, and that the Farm Bill has to be passed by the end of the year, otherwise they'll just sort of kick the can down the road and not address, key needs of agriculture and farming. The Senate just also, in the Senate Finance Committee, of which Debbie Stabenow sits, passed a number of important tax provisions, one of those the production tax credit, which really matters to the wind energy sector in particular, and the House is just sitting on that. I don't know that there's any real hope And, you know, that's where Paul Ryan comes from. You know, I mean, you know, the last I checked, the favorability of members of Congress, particularly House members, was below that of Hugo Chavez, you know, Venezuela. And so Mitt Romney, I guess, felt he was going to improve his chances by picking someone from the all-popular U.S. House of Representatives. And I'll add, as a former member, we got a lot done, and you know, of course, Mitt Romney and others very critical of things we did to help save the economy that saved or actually created you know, a million jobs in this country. You know, the current Congress has earned that low favorability rating, so that's where Paul Ryan comes from. So it's interesting, an interesting pick all the way around.
Mark, is politics in your near future?
Well, I tell you, I'm very involved this cycle, and you know, helping a lot of people that I believe in. But you know, I'll say I'm working on a lot of important policy issues. And you know, yesterday I was in both Lansing and Grand Rapids, educating folks about a Blue-Green Alliance report called the Gearing Up Report that's on our website. It's bluegreenalliance.org, and you know, click on the Gearing Up Report. It's about something that President Obama has done to, you know, without needing the Congress to support it, and that is from 2017 to 2025, creating new fuel efficiency standards. We used to call them CAFE standards, but fuel efficiency standards for cars and light trucks. Now, we're seeing from the depth of the Great Recession in 2009 to 2012, 146,000 new automotive jobs, and we see a lot of those in Michigan, and that's why our recovery is faster than the nation's recovery. But as a result of the president's new fuel efficiency standards going to 2025, get this, Tony, we'll see 570,000 new jobs. 570,000 new jobs, 50,000 of those in manufacturing. And in Michigan, we'll see over 22,000 new jobs as a result of the president bringing together the car companies and the UAW and environmental groups and key political leaders and use the rulemaking process to do that. That's, you know, when I was in Congress, if someone said, here's a jobs plan that'll create 570,000 jobs, I said, I would have said, where do I sign up?
All right.
And that's exactly what we have and what we talked about yesterday in our Gearing Up Report.
All right, specifically, how are these jobs going to be created, and what kind of jobs are they?
Well, they're going to really be across the board, from the engineering, research and development, throughout the supply chain in developing all the different components, and engineering and producing the materials for all of these components. So, you know, we know the auto industry touches our state and really touches the country in lots of different ways. And, you know, what we often hear about are the manufacturing jobs, but it goes much beyond that. I mean, it's even, you know, we look at, I mentioned the 146,000 jobs that were created between 2009 and 2012, and you talk about even the car dealers now that are selling more cars, some of these exciting new products and many new fuel efficient products, you know, that number goes to over 200,000. So even, you know, we talk about the retail sector benefits. So it's very broad across the board. But in the other good news, Tony, our report shows that these jobs pay a higher wage than other jobs that are being created out there in the economy. So it's just such a home run. And at our press conference in Grand Rapids, we had one of the UAW members from Grand Rapids GM plant, and they talked about some of the components they're making. They're actually exporting some of these components around the world. So, you know, we are leading the world in this new technology, and it's very exciting to see this opportunity. And again, it's not something Congress is going to have to pass. It's the president has worked with the EPA, worked with the U.S. Department of Transportation, again, got agreement. When you think about a broad coalition, they included the car makers, including the Detroit 3 and the UAW and environmentalists and other broad constituencies. It's such a home run. That's the kind of jobs plan we need in America.
All right, final question for you, Mark. You know that word, it's a five-letter bad word to some people. Green. People think, oh no, here's a waste of money. Here's an initiative that just makes it tough for business and manufacturers to keep up with. And what's your take on that?
Well, I think if you look at what the fastest growing sector of the economy is, it's in green jobs or clean jobs, and you know it's we just talked about cars and transportation. If we look at things like renewable energy, even Governor Snyder's own Michigan Public Service Commission hailed the growth of jobs in renewable energy. And we know the green jobs continuum is very broad, and that's what the Blue-Green Alliance is all about. And, you know, it could be things like recycling and making buildings more energy efficient, whether they're government buildings or private sector buildings. It's, communication systems and the electric grid. I mean, there are just so many ways, and it's good for business. That's why businesses make investments. They're building buildings. You look at LEED certified buildings that are cheaper to operate over the long run. So it's a winner. I think we the thing that our gearing up report, again, folks can go to bluegreenalliance.org and look at that, is we become more energy independent. Why not reduce the importation of foreign oil equal to what we currently import from Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Russia? Why wouldn't we do that? And it's a winner. It makes economic sense, and something we very much need right now. It creates a lot of great good-paying jobs.
We've been talking with former Congressman Mark Schauer, who's now co-chair of the Blue-Green Alliance Jobs 21 Initiative. If folks want more information about this, give that website again, Mark.
It's Blue-Green Alliance, all one word, bluegreenalliance.org.
All right, great to talk with you. Enjoy your day.
You too, Tony. Well, let's do it again.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 62 degrees.